Working against the odds, David Gulpleel has had a successful career as an Aboriginal actor, most known for his role in the movie Crocodile Dundee. He grew up in the bush, where most Aboriginal people lived, until the government relocated them to Ramanjining, which is 400 kilometers from the nearest town. In her documentary, Another Country, director Molly Reynolds seeks to show what effect this government intervention has had on the people of Ramanjining, telling the story through the eyes of Gulpleel. As Gulpleel tells it, people have been fine living on their own for years until the government, or white fellas, as he calls them, came. The government insisted that the Aboriginal peoples needed a town and a school so they could be civilized, and lumped many Aboriginal clans together to create Ramanjining. Gulpleel says in the process, his people were left jobless, with only government handouts to get by on, and their traditional culture began dying out. Gulpleel, as the film's narrator, lends a matter-of-fact and occasionally sarcastic tone while recounting the history of Ramanjining and his people. He knows that he is the lucky one, the one who found success in a place where, for so many, there is no future. He sees potential in the people the government has given up on. He is using his fame to try and get the government to listen. His narration is often repetitive, emphasizing the urgency of the need. Many have nothing left to live for except preparing for traditional ceremonies or smuggling banned substances, like alcohol and marijuana, which leads to their arrest. Some commit suicide in jail. Gulpleel harps on this near the end of the film to underscore the hopelessness of the young people in Ramanjining, and the visions we see of them sitting around and playing cards confirm this. They have nothing left to do but cause trouble. Reynolds and cinematographer Matt Netheim weave together Gulpleel's narration with slices of life in the rundown and desolate Ramanjining. Streets covered with trash, ravines full of unusable products and broken down cars. They look like scenes from New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina, but the disaster here wasn't a natural one. At its heart, Another Country is a heartbreaking portrait of the effect colonialism has on Native people. Perhaps now, with the help of Gulpleel, the voices of the Aboriginal people will finally be heard, and they can find new ways to reignite their dying traditions.